led to Calvary. Can you imagine what it would have been like to be at Calvary? Certainly, Calvary is a life-changing event that took place. Just want to go through a couple things to kind of finish off this morning. Honestly, it was created when I made the message. It was created to be all in one, and I looked at it and said, that's too long for Sunday morning, and so I chopped a little off and put it on tonight. But really what I'd like to do is even make that extra even shorter so that we can go to our our scripture reading tonight, which I think will be a blessing to you. So just really quickly, you can take your Bibles and look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Just a couple quick thoughts that mesh so well with the Lord's Supper. Honestly, as we look at this, as we look at all that Jesus did and what he didn't do, I mean, we read this morning, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. And that's kind of where we stopped and where I want to continue and finish on this evening for just a few moments. Notice, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Just a couple thoughts. First of all, we see total commitment. You know, aren't you grateful that Jesus totally committed himself to the Father? He said, God, I'm yours. Father, I'm yours. I commit myself to you. Remember on the cross in Luke 23, he said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. We'll have an opportunity to hear that live tonight. Well, you know what I mean when I say live, when we read the passage. But he's going to say that. Into thy hands I commend. The words there, commend, commit, very similar in word. Commission to giving over. It's not mine. You know, honestly, when we look back at the point of the passage and going through the difficulties in life, when somebody's railing on you and really getting you, committing the situation over to the Lord is a tremendous thing. We need to follow the Lord with that. Jesus committed it. He totally committed himself to the Father. We must commit ourselves and our situation over to the Lord as well. God, this is yours. This is your situation. This is not mine. What a blessing if you have total commitment. Notice in verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. We see total commitment. We also see total sacrifice. He gave himself for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21, which I read this morning, he hath made him to be sin for us. When we'll read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 here in a little bit when we partake, we'll see that he did it for us. Kind of an amazing thought. Total sacrifice. Sacrifice. God gave himself through Jesus Christ, a total sacrifice. Thirdly, we see total submission in verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body. So total substitution. We have total commitment, total sacrifice, total substitution. He put himself there for me. I was the one that deserved it. The just for the unjust. We read later in chapter 3 of 1 Peter, the just for the unjust. That was Jesus for Sean Madrid, who is unjust. And with that, I often, some of you that are a little newer might not get it yet, when we're talking about the cross, when I go to this side, some of you that have been here for a while, you understand what I'm talking about. Then when I go to this side, remember the exchange that we go through. On this side, we often portray what I deserved in hell or on the cross. And what Jesus did is he went over and he placed himself on the cross. That was substitution. He did that for me. I was the one that deserved that. I was the one that should have, you know, had over my head liar, thief, murderer, stealer, bad attitude, you know, anger, and all the stuff that we have. I'm the one that should have that over my head. So he substituted himself for me, and that's what we have portrayed over here. We got Jesus on the cross for me. This was my place, and yet he's there. And yet when he went to my cross, he kind of made the opportunity for me to be over here, which over here has been portrayed as his place, and that is seated on the right hand of God. This is a position only Jesus Christ could have, and that is the Son of the Father. And above his head is holy and righteous and just. And that is an amazing thought, that he has put himself where I was supposed to be, and he's put me where he's supposed to be. And that is the total exchange for me, the just for the unjust, the sacrifice, the submission, the substitution, the change. And what did he say, according to John 19, when he got it done? The exchange took place, and he said, "It is finished. It is finished. It's done. The work that it took for you to go to heaven has been done. It is finished." And so we praise the Lord for what he has done. Now let's read about it, okay? Let's take our Bibles and go to Luke. I think from my memory, maybe you'll not like this, but Luke, I think of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I think Luke's is the longest, okay? You take three chapters in each of one of the books. I believe Luke has just, I think Luke edges out Matthew just by a verse or two. One of them does. And I think Luke might be the one. So we're going to read the Passion. And my prayer for you is to submit yourself to this passage and just get there. I would love, wouldn't it be neat if we could all jump on a plane right now and just at the speed of light, you know, make our way over to, you know, the Garden Tomb or something like that, you know, and witness all this stuff, you know, and Golgotha and, you know, the Last Supper there. It'd be neat to go firsthand and to be there, but we don't have the ability to do that tonight, and so we do have the scriptures, though, which are complete and accurate, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go to it, I'm going to read, and I want you to try to just get into that situation and see the goodness of our Lord and what he went through for us. And so Luke, and we're going to be starting. And I put my marker in the right spot here. Starting chapter 22, 23, and 24, okay? So lots of verses, but it won't take that long to get through, and then we will go to the Lord's Supper. So just saturate yourself with this. Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 1. "Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to him to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good men of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? He shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. They went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. Truly, the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. They began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. There was also a strife among them which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both unto prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, Nothing. Then said he unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment, and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, It is enough. He came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou wilt be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he arose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. While he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's office, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. About the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow was also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Peter remembered the word of the Lord and how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. The men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests, the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. He said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. The whole multitude of them arose and led him into Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the King of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he had desired to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, sat him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. The same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the nation, or the people. And behold, I have, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him, for of necessity he must release one of them at the feast. They cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison." Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And he said unto them the third time, "Why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go." They were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed. Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. He released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one, Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, and which also bewailed and lamented him. Jesus, turning unto them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs of them, the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck.' Them shall they begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" And there were also two other malefactors, malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. The people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God." The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself." And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." The other answering, rebuking him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." He said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Jesus said unto him, "Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. When Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance, the women that followed him from Galilee, stood afar off, beholding these things. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in the sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, beholding two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words. He returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran to the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, and their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, "What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad?" And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" And he said unto them, "What things?" And they said unto him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. They drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. It came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? They arose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. They were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. I don't know about you, but that is an amazing story. An amazing story. Folks, don't get so familiar with it that it doesn't mean something to you. This story is what has changed your life. The song says, tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. May this story be the best story you could ever have and near and dear to your hearts. The story of Jesus. What a tremendous story. This is a story of grace. This is the story that Peter himself is writing about in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. He says it's for his sake. You take it patiently. Take it patiently. He did. And so should we. So should we. I'm going to ask the men to come forward who are serving the Lord's table tonight. They could come forward, and I'm going to give you